And let's say good morning to Jeff Brule, a former freshwater fishing field reporter and from time to time a consultant and a good friend. Jeff, thanks for checking in with us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me, Don. It's been a lot of years, but I always enjoy doing the radio report, getting fishing reports for everybody to listen to, and you know, hopefully get everybody on the water to catch a few more fish with all the info we give them.
Well, Jeff, the only thing I'd enjoyed more than talking to you about freshwater fishing was getting in the boat with you and going to catch them, especially those white perch.
Oh, yeah. I think everything's coming back. I think if we don't get a hurricane this year, Venice, and I know the tick paw is starting to come back with the white perch. And Chipunk is always tough, but it's still got a lot of fish. And hoping to get a little bit more fish on the Pearl. But overall, it looks good. And unfortunately, we're not going to have anybody to tell us where to go.
Well, there'll be somebody always to do that. Jeff, are you in the retirement or semi-retirement, Ned?
I'm retired, so I guess the age catches up with you, and the boats, beatings, and all the old football I used to play, they all taking a toll on me. But I still get out there and still fish as much as I can, and I still love it.
Yeah, still fun. Well, Jeff, thanks for checking in with us, and thanks for the years of reporting you did and the trips that we put together, and look forward to doing some more with you, my friend.
Well, all the help you gave me in the years, from the outdoor writer stuff to just being on the radio, all that helped my fishing career, and you were kind enough to do that. And I enjoyed all the trips, too, from the wood duck hunting to the white perch to bass and whatever we can stumble into, we did it.
It was always fun. Thanks again, Jeff.
Thanks, Don.
There he goes, Jeff Brule, our former field reporter for the freshwater side. Let's talk to Captain Kirk, the one that's out there in West Louisiana, and updates us on what's happening around the Lake Charles area. And Captain Kirk, man, it's been a long run. You and I have done some good trips together, hunted some ducks, caught some fish, and told a bunch of stories on the radio, huh?
And really, they were the truth.
Well, I know mine were. I wasn't so sure about yours.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, absolutely. You know, that's one thing I found in this business a long time ago. I mean, your integrity is everything, and you're better off saying it like it is. You know, a lot of the guys over the years have got a bad rap, you know, the bad way. But anyway, we appreciate you and what you've done over the years. Don, you know, you and I first met years ago with Captain Shaughnessy in a goose field.
Right.
That was a long, that had to be close to 40 years ago.
Easy. Yeah, and it's been a lot of fun. And Kirk, you know, you brought up a good point about all these guys that have been my field reporters in selecting people to participate. What you talked about was a very important thing. Honesty. If it was bad and it wasn't happening, tell the people. But there were people who would, you know, because unfortunately they're driven by money and they give people false hopes and they tell them to come and go and promise them, overpromise and underproduce. And that's something we really were concerned about here on this show. So when it was bad, we told you it was bad. When it was good, we told you it was good.
That's the only way to do it, Don. It really is. And, you know, it's been a pleasure talking to you. You've done a great job with this show over the years. You know, you're going to be missed.
Well, let me tell you something. You guys over at Hackberry Rod and Gun have done a phenomenal job of bringing people into the outdoors and letting them enjoy it. People who otherwise wouldn't get the opportunity to do that. Y'all have followed in Terry's footsteps, and you and your brothers, Bobby and those guys, have built a great business, and you know, I think you guys are going to be around for a long time. But let me know if you're going to plan to retire. By then, I'll have some tips for you on how to handle it.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. You know, it's not far away. I'm 67 now. I still love what I do, and you know, when you're having fun doing your job, why quit?
Hey, you're preaching to the choir, as they say here. Thanks again, Kirk. Hope to see you soon, my friend.
Same here. Stay in touch.
All righty. Captain Kirk Stansel out there at Hackberry Rod and Gun. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back, see if I can get Josh on. Also want to talk to some former cameramen of mine, and also Daryl Carpenter, a longtime field reporter, and someone who has been listening to this show for a long time and actually done a little bit of behind-the-scenes work and got to see some of that stuff that goes on that you can't see on radio. We'll be back to do all of that. It's our 37-year sign-off show for The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.